I took a deep breath. Let me get this straight. You're saying that in order to suck this record out of that pod, it takes a zillion decisions every second, which then require an equivalent zillion alterations in the strength of the pull, right?
Right.
And you say that no computer is fast enough and big enough at the same time.
Right now, Nana. Maybe later. They do marvelous things with fluidics these days.
I wave that off. Don't confuse me. And the only thing that can make those instantaneous decisions and the like is a human brain?
Right again. You see...
Just hold it a minute, Holly, I blurted, more bluntly than I meant. I still don't get it. You're talking about all this computing being done on an unconscious level?
Yes.
Lyle looked unhappy.
But nobody could... How could you direct the focus of your unconscious mind to do this for you?
Holly smiled again. It was infuriating.
Ah, there's the part where the computer can help. It's not so much a matter of concentration in the conventional sense. It's more a matter of frequency. It's just a problem of getting the two brainwave patterns close enough so that they begin to work in harmony, and...
He stopped when he saw the shocked look on our faces. But he continued anyway, like a schoolboy, trying to get in the rest of his excuse before being punished too severely.
You see, if your drawing field, your brainwave in this case... is on a compatible interval pattern, then all those adjustments would be made automatically. I admit there can't be a complete match-up, he added sheepishly, since no two people have exactly the same frequency. Both sides would have to give a little.
Give a little? Lyra shouted with outrage.
You're talking about allowing a machine to alter your brainwave pattern to fit someone else's? Only briefly, he insisted lamely. And not very much. And it wouldn't really fit. I mean, you wouldn't be able to read his thoughts or...
My God, Holly, I began.
You're insane, Lyra finished. It would drive you crazy.
There was a pause before we all laughed at the absurdity of her remark. It lowered the tension level somewhat, but the issue, with all its implied horrors, still hung before us. It might very well, you know, I said seriously. It could cause all sorts of psychological damage. It might simply burn your ego away. Holly sat up straighter in his chair. He looked offended.
I believe I have made allowances for such a problem. Special entry and exit procedures, for example. It's madness,
muttered Lyra bitterly.
It's wrong. You're being emotional, Lyra, and only because you can't think of any rational objections.
All right, Holly, I said, rising to the challenge. Here's one. What if you're him in there?
I beg your pardon?
What if you became him, at least thought you were anyway, as long as you were in there? You would be reliving for the first time and then forgetting afterwards. He regarded me quizzically.
Complete submersion? Hardly likely, Jack. The brain is self, after all. You would conflict first.
There's still some ouch in that, I pointed out.
Yes, but if you consider the...
That's just what you're not doing, Holly Ware,
blurted Lyra angrily. She had become quite upset. I saw tears in the corners of her eyes. She was terrified by this. I didn't blame her.
When did you come up with this insane notion anyway?
He met her gaze without blinking.
Just now,
he said in the absolutely unmistakable fashion of one who knows what he is and what he is doing, and who also knows that he and he alone is qualified for it. An interesting thing happened then. Lyra backed down.